Hey y'all, welcome to A Dream Powered by STEAM, the podcast that empowers you to achieve your goals in and through science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. So what are we waiting for? Let's go. Thank you all for tuning in to the second episode of this great series. Today, we'll be talking about the S in STEAM, science. Today, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Instead of having my science person here with me, I called her over the phone and we did a little interview then, that way. So, we're going to go through the episode as usual, and I'm going to include that phone call. And we discussed what it was like being a woman in a science degree, and it's just very good stuff. And my guest I actually do have today is my little sister, Gianna. She loves science, so I'll be asking her the steaming hot questions at the end. So let's get started. Now it's time for us to talk about science and STEAM. So, the first thing we're going to talk about is the STEAM info and facts. And today we're going to explore three different topics for our information and facts section. The first is beauty and health. Companies can't test on animals in the USA. It's still okay in other countries, though. Many products are made with fats from animals. This includes lipsticks, foundation, shadows, and a whole bunch of other things. On the other hand, there are many cosmetic and hygiene items that are vegan. So if you rather not mess with that animal stuff, you just don't want to take a chance on that, go vegan, cruelty-free. A lot of beauty products have that little bunny label on it that says cruelty-free and vegan. There are so many out there. Now, especially since things are changing, times are progressing, those are more and more common. The next topic is women in science. Madam C.J. Walker was the first black female millionaire. Her empire was beauty products and hot tools. Mary Kenner was a black inventor that created a sanitary napkin, aka pads. Next, we have black female inventors. These are some, but not all, of the black female inventors that impact us today. Patricia Bath, Marie Brown, Sarah Good, Sarah Boone, Miriam Benjamin, Lida Newton, and Bessie Griffin. Those are all women that have impacted us and that we should look up to. Because, you know, it is hard being a woman, especially back then when we weren't seen as worthy of participating in these fields. So it's really important that we know about them. Okay, and the next segment, it's time for the steaming hot segment in which I ask my guests six hot and quick questions. Here I have my sister with me. She is a junior Girl Scout, and she loves science, like I said before. So she's going to be doing the steaming hot segment. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Let's begin. Who has more hair follicles, blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Oh, actually, it's blondes. Who came up with the three laws of motion?
Isaac Newton.
Good job. Have you guys learned about that yet?
Yes, we started learning about it.
Cool. Is the stratosphere above or below the troposphere?
Below?
Oh, it's actually above. Don't worry, I didn't even know that one. Now, what is a group of whales called?
A school?
Yes. And actually, fun fact, they are called three things. A pod, a school, or a gam. So if anyone asks you what a group of whales is called, you can pull out, say, it's a gam. And you'll be right. Now, what is the fastest fish in the ocean?
A sailfish?
Good job. Yes, it is a sailfish. A little tidbit. The sailfish swims at 68 miles per hour, 18 miles faster than the second place fish. Now, if you live in Texas, you know that's nothing, 68 miles an hour. But if you live in a big city, that's really fast. For the last question, what percentage of mass does the sun take up in our solar system?
10%.
Oh, no. It's actually 99%. The sun is huge. And it is the main focus of our solar system. So 99% makes sense. Well, you did a really good job, Gianna. Right on. Okay, now let's talk about some great science initiatives, toys, and places. According to the Spruce, these toys teach kids STEM principles while they have a blast. The best overall is the Klutz Lego Chain Reactions Craft Kit on Amazon. It lets kids 8 and up build a series of moving machines that can be set off in complex chain reactions, teaching children about physics. If the parents want a little bit of nostalgia, the best retro toy is the National Geographic Hobby Rock Tumbler Kit on Amazon. It's ideal for children 8 and up and includes everything they'll need to transform ugly rocks into beautiful treasures. My personal favorite is the Best Lab Set, the Learning Resources Primary Science Lab Set on Amazon. This 12-piece set includes essential science tools like a beaker, magnifying glass, funnel, tweezers, and test tubes. For those who have a creative and imaginative mind, we have the best DIY toy, Mega Crystal Growing Lab, on Amazon. 8 different colors of growing powder and 8 rock seeds, as well as 4 growing chambers and a light-up crystal display stand, are included in the kit. Now we have initiatives. On the show, I want to let people know about STEM projects and how they impact everyone's lives. And one thing that matters to everyone is personal health. We all want to feel good and healthy, right? One project is taking personal health to the next level. The Precision Medicine Initiative, or PMI, was launched in 2015. It is a nationwide initiative to move away from the one-size-fits-all approach to healthcare delivery and to instead tailor treatment and prevention strategies to people's unique characteristics, including environment, lifestyle, and biology. I mean, I learned about genetics and personal genomes in my biology class, and I can say this is the right and best approach to medicine. Places. Y'all know I got some good places. I have some really cool science museums lined up for y'all. San Francisco's Exploratorium. The California Science Center in Los Angeles. The Center of Science and Industry in Columbus. And the Museum of Science in Boston. Or Boston, as my dad likes to say. And now, we will hear the interview that I had with Miss Tia Freeman.
Oh, hi.
How are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. So, I'm going to ask 11 questions. So, yeah. The first one, could you just introduce yourself, like your name, where you went to college, all that?
I am Tia Freeman. I went to college at Sam Houston State University.
Okay. And what did you major in?
I majored in forensic chemistry.
Okay. And what made you choose that major?
It was was the major that helped me get closer to what I wanted to do in the work world.
And what is that? What would you like to do in the work world, should I say?
Now, I'm not so sure. I wanted to work in a crime lab, but now I'm wondering if I want to work in air quality, water quality testing facilities as well.
Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know you could do that with that major.
It's a broad chemistry major, so I can do pretty much any chemistry with it.
Oh, that's good to know. And with that, have you done any research projects?
I have not.
Okay. What would you say was the biggest challenge over your 4 years, academic-wise?
Chemistry?
Yes.
Just the general topic of chemistry.
Oh. Okay. I feel that. And what skills have you learned from just attending college in general?
Let's see. A little bit of time management. Mainly planning to be an adult, how to cook or how to schedule cooking for myself, doing the chores, and then while going to school and having to get myself to school, get myself back home, and then have a job on top of all that.
So a lot of time management, like you said, and planning out things accordingly.
A lot of helpful things that are useful when I will get out into the work world.
How do you feel about representation of minorities in the STEM fields? Do you think there should be more? Do you think there's a good amount? What do you think?
It really depends. In my undergrad, I haven't seen a lot of minorities, but when you get to graduate school, you see a lot of people from India, you see a lot of people from China, you see a lot of people from Eastern Asia, Southeast Asia, a lot of different minorities.
Well, that's
so
good.
I don't know. Undergrad is represented as well as graduate school.
That's very interesting, actually. Wow. And what do you think can be done to combat lack of diversity? Like, say, in the undergrad.
I'm not so sure much can be done. It's really an interest kind of thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because chemistry is one of the hardest degrees to follow, just because chemistry in itself is kind of hard, especially when you get into your sophomore level class where you start doing organic chemistry. That's a place where a lot of people tend to drop out.
I already know, because my sophomore of high school chemistry, I did not like it very much, so I couldn't even see myself doing it at a college level.
Yeah. So I believe it's more of just an interest in the person rather than a race.
Okay. Have you learned anything from your chemistry studies that you can apply in everyday life?
Yeah, I think I have. I've learned a lot of life lessons.
Okay. And if, this is the final question, if every girl around the globe was listening, what would you say to them?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Well, I think if they think that the STEM major is mainly males, then, you know, think again. Most of my classes are predominantly female. So my chemistry classes, my biology classes, my physics classes, all of those classes were predominantly female. So if you think that you won't fit in the science world, you will. You'll probably fit in more than some of the guys nowadays.
Oh. I'm actually, you're preaching to me, because I really thought that it was a male-dominated field, and I know a lot of girls can get discouraged when they think of that, but hearing that actually is very encouraging. Thank you for that.
Welcome. I hope I helped.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Bye. We have reached the end of the second episode. I know, sad. But tune in next time for more exciting episodes. Come back to learn about some amazing technology. Bye!